The Al-Qaeda branch office in Iraq is back. Iraqis turned against Al-Qaeda years ago, you may recall, and routed Al-Qaeda with American help back in 2007. But in 2012, the terror group has taken responsibility for a series of bloody attacks. Al-Qaeda made July the bloodiest month in Iraq in more than 2 years and is now looking to extend its reach into Syria. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Late last month, counterterrorism officials discovered a disturbing video on the Internet. It showed a faction of the Syrian rebel army standing in front of a fluttering black banner. The mysterious flag, which read "No God but God" in white Arabic cursive, is thought to be a reproduction of the Prophet Muhammad's battle flag. It's also become Al-Qaeda in Iraq's calling card in Syria.
You know, obviously, Syria is a place that we're spending a lot of time.
That's Matthew Olson. He's the head of the National Counterterrorism Center.
It's a difficult picture because of the nature of the opposition in Syria. It presents a real difficult intelligence challenge for us. But it is clearly one of the things that we're very focused on, is trying to figure out at what level, if at all, Al-Qaeda in Iraq is present in Syria.
Olson was speaking recently at the Aspen Security Forum, and since January, he and other counterterrorism officials have been trying to figure out what proportion of the fighters streaming into Syria from Iraq are actually Al-Qaeda members. The State Department's top counterterrorism official, Daniel Benjamin, said that in many ways, Al-Qaeda's possible move into Syria is no surprise. Chaos reigns today in Syria, and Al-Qaeda gravitates toward chaos.
So long as Assad refuses to go and Syria's transition is blocked, the danger grows of more foreign fighters, including extremists of the Al-Qaeda type, infiltrating Syria.
Infiltration, that's the key. The concern isn't so much about fighters in videos flying black banners. Again, Daniel Benjamin.
I think our concern is about individuals who are trying to pass themselves off as something that they aren't, and gaining a foothold in various organizations that way.
Al-Qaeda, in almost all of the venues that it's active throughout the world, their modus operandi is to embed their fighters in existing local forces.
Bruce Hoffman is a professor of terrorism studies at Georgetown University.
And the key here is that Al-Qaeda is not waging these struggles as independent units, but rather they're presenting themselves or offering their fighters as, in essence, force multipliers.
In other words, Al-Qaeda members who have had previous combat experience are offering to help the local forces be more effective. And Hoffman says that may be too good an offer for Syrian rebels to refuse as they battle against the well-armed Assad regime. The concern is that if Assad falls, Al-Qaeda may be able to leverage their willingness to fight now into something bigger, like attacks against the West, later on.
In the past, they've actually been very effective in co-opting the local agenda of these groups.
Again, Georgetown's Bruce Hoffman.
We've seen it certainly with the Pakistani Taliban that, of course, staged the 2010 Times Square attempted bombing. We've seen it certainly with al-Shabaab in Somalia. So it's for al-Qaeda, it's in essence, one unfortunately has to say, a proven strategy.
The U.S. says it has spoken with the Syrian opposition and warned them that al-Qaeda fighters might be trying to sneak into their ranks. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.